You're constantly experiencing mental chatter from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you go to bed at night. A big part of your mental chatter is your voice of judgment, where you stick a label on your behavior and on others. You pass critical comments. Look at her. She's so arrogant. She's constantly criticizing other people. You beat up on yourself. Why did I have that slice of pizza? I'm supposed to be on diet. Why can't I sit down and do my assignments on time? Why can't I be as witty as my good friend? Why do I make such stupid comments? You're criticizing yourself constantly. You're criticizing others constantly, and this voice of judgment could be anywhere from 20% to 60% of your mental chatter. The rest of your mental chatter could be neutral, but even when you think your mental chatter is neutral, such as, for example, when you're planning a day, you will find that you are slipping back into something which is actually negative. You begin by saying, okay, here is what I have to do during the day. And as the list grows longer, you begin to get a sense of being overwhelmed. So much to do, so little time to do it. Will I ever get through it? I am not able to cope. I am not effective. And you go back into beating yourself up and a negative voice of judgment. Also notice that your mental chatter carries emotional undertones. Anger, a feeling of being overwhelmed, jealousy, dissatisfaction with the current state of affairs, fear, anxiety, worry, envy. Sometimes your mental chatter can also be strongly positive. It can engender deep peace and serenity. Unfortunately, for most of you, this is a very tiny part of your overall mental chatter. It is unlikely that you are consciously aware of even a tiny fraction of 1% of the chatter that is present in your mind at any given moment. Even when you try to be consciously aware of your mental chatter, you will miss most of it. It's a little bit like throwing a stone at a wasp's nest and trying to count the wasps as they come buzzing out. You'll miss most of them. But this mental chatter is enormously important because this is the chatter that is helping shape your life, the reality of your life, the reality that you're experiencing. It is powerful because it comes from your own mind, your conditioning, and it also comes from what you observe in the external world. The first thing you can do to take advantage of this powerful influence on your reality is to consciously choose what you think about. This is not an easy task. Your mental chatter is constantly going on every moment throughout your busy day, even while you are working on tasks, especially while you are working on tasks. But there are many times throughout your day when you get a span of free time, when the bustle of everyday activity stops momentarily. This could be for a few seconds, such as when you are stopped at a red light. It could be for a few minutes, such as when you just miss a train as you walk into the subway station and have to wait for the next one. Or it could be for an hour or more, such as when you have a cancelled appointment. Where does your mind go when you get such time? Odds are that your mental chatter kicks in immediately and you revisit your to-do list and get overwhelmed. Or you get distracted by something you have observed or heard or read. Or you disappear into a fantasy. What is your underlying emotional tenor as you go wherever you go? Are you anxious, frustrated, harried, stressed out, angry? Does your voice of judgment begin to take over as you think about persons who wronged you and plot revenge scenarios against them? Do you beat yourself up over your many sins of omission and commission? Or are you calm and serene, filled with peace and understanding and beaming goodwill and cheer to the world at large? Are you overflowing with well-being and quietly confident that God's in his heaven and all's right with the world? I call this place the place your mind turns to automatically when life's activity stops, your mental screensaver. Your mental screensavers can vary, but you often visit the same place over and over again. And more than likely, it is not a positive place to dwell. Take a moment to reflect. What is your mental screensaver? What is the one thing, or two, or three, that always pops up when you're not consciously engaged in something? The good news is that you can consciously choose your mental screensavers. And this is a small but simple step that can dramatically affect your reality. Here is an exercise that will help you do so.